Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money, and today I'm going to continue. If you tuned in last week, or if you've been to the podcast, I did a little bit of mindset, you know, thinking and the way you go about building your foundation. And it starts with, you know, what you don't know will hurt you mindset of, you know, building out, you know, the foundation to get your income going. And I've always believed this, that, you know, if you can make more money, you can solve a lot of problems, but it doesn't fix all of your problems. You got to do something with the money. But the idea is, there is a, you know, a cause and effect. And when I say cause and effect, it's very simple. I mean, if you, you know, put in good result, you know, the right recipe, you get the right outcome. I mean, you can go over and over and over throughout your life looking for the chocolate cake with the vanilla, you know, recipe, and you're never going to get the chocolate cake. And so what happens is you have to put together a long-term plan, and that long-term plan involves, you know, putting in the ingredients that would cause you to end up where you're at in a positive way. I've always believed that, you know, step number one is find something you like doing. If you like what you're doing, you will get good at it just by the sheer fact that you like doing it. You will do more of it. And I mean, I've been doing financial advisory for 40 years, and I finally just told people, that I've had people, when are you going to retire? I'm like, why would I retire? It makes no sense. I like what I do. I don't get tired of, I don't dread, you know, getting up in the morning and doing what I'm doing because I like it. I feel like most people, if you get right down to it, you want to find something you enjoy doing and something that you feel like has a benefit to others. And I know that I had a chance this week. I met with a client of mine, and, you know, they listen in a lot. You know, here's their situation. We've been working together for a long time. House paid for, $2.6 million. In investments, and it was because they managed well, and now they are free to do whatever they want to do. And I told them, I said, here's the way it works. You're going to get a check once a month. It's going to be more than enough that you need, along with your Social Security, and you just won. So let's go have fun, all right? And so when you get to that point, you want to, you know, I feel good about that. I love having meetings with people where I'm like, you won. And I have these meetings because some of these people that I am working with, I've been working with them for 20 years, things like that. And so, you know, we put the recipe in, we get a plan in place, and we do that kind of stuff. But one of the big things that I see that goes on is that for whatever reason, people view doing the right things with their money as painful. And back in the early days, I read a book. I mean, this has been the first book. This is before Tony Robbins. Anybody had ever heard of Tony Robbins? He wrote a book called Unlimited Power. And the book was pretty detailed. I mean, it was his first book, and I read it. And out of all of the things in that book, he had every kind of thing you can imagine. And the guy was a young guy, so he didn't really have tons of experience. He went on to become, as everyone, a lot of people know who Tony Robbins is. But one of the things he talked about was people will do things to gain pleasure or avoid pain. And that's how they make all their decisions. But the primary motivator that you're going to run into is to avoid pain. And what happens is if you understand that, and that's the way people always operate. So for instance, if you work and they say, look, if you do a little bit more, whatever it is, we're going to give you a raise. And you say, okay. That's one motivator. The other motivator is they say, if you don't get your rear end gear and get in here on time and do what you're supposed to do, we're going to fire you. All right. Well, suddenly you're like motivated. The pain motivates more than the pleasure. And so one of the things that I have always recognized about that is that you have to learn how to do associations. And so here's what I see. Most people have the pain backwards. They believe saving money is painful. They believe that being on a budget, okay, is painful. They don't like paying for insurance premiums. You know, they would rather not pay for insurance premiums. They look at things like this, paying down debt. They avoid. They just want to, you know, push it down the line, pay the minimum payment, do whatever it may be. And so what they do is they avoid all of these things that are painful. And what happens is when they do that, they don't eliminate the pain. What they do is they add the pain along with the interest on the pain. And then one day the pain gets so bad that what happens is you say, I got to do this. But the point of it is if you could turn it around and say, not having a budget is going to be painful. Not saving money is going to be painful. So what you would do if you're an attorney, you would build a case, and your case would be the case that, you know, not having a budget is going to be painful because I'm going to be overspending. And when I overspend, what's going to happen is I'm going to be in debt. And when I'm in debt, my stress goes up. And then if I lose my job and I'm in debt and I don't have any money, I'm going to end up out on the street because I'm going to lose my house. And so therefore, this is bad. Not having a budget is bad. I got to change the way I look at things. The pain is not having the budget. The pain is what comes as a result. Okay. So what happens is we start thinking, we say, wow, I need to get it together. I need to start looking at having an emergency fund is not painful. It gives me peace. All right. Saving money and not spending money on things that don't matter is not painful. I have noticed this in all the years I've been working with people that what happens is people that have money, once they start seeing the benefit of it, I had another client that, you know, he told me, he's like, here's some more money, man. He says, I'm just obsessed. I love getting ahead and doing all that kind of stuff. And what happens is you start gaining confidence when you have financial security. You start seeing opportunities when you have financial security. But when you're struggling, a lot of times you think, well, you know, if I save money, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. And so what we want to do today, we're going to talk a little bit about the mindset of getting yourself excited about avoiding the pain. And the pain is the pain of not having, rather than going and doing what you need to do to get it there. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We'll be talking money all morning and all afternoon. You can tune in many different places and on the podcast. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, if you're tuning in now, little mindset, money mindset that we're going through. The first segment was really a little bit about, you know, something I learned early on when it came to you know, controlling my thinking. You know, one of the most important things you can do is learn to control the way you think. And you can take the same person, put them in the, you know, same situation. And one person will think one way and the other will think the exact opposite way. And so we start changing our associations. For instance, I'm going to give you some thoughts about that. You know, when it comes to money, a lot of times, if you say the word, the dreaded budget, all right, and people think about the dreaded budget, and what do they think? They think it's painful to be on a budget. Yet people who are financially successful, they operate on a budget because not being on a budget causes stress, and not being on a budget causes them to go in debt. Not being in a budget causes them to be out of control. And so they don't like that. And so instead, they don't have a dreaded budget. They have the budget. And the budget keeps them going in the right direction. And they believe not having a budget would be awful. All right, not being able to control their money would be painful. And so as a result, they don't look at the dreaded budget that way. And so I want you to think about some of the things that I'm going to give you some examples of the budget. And how the budget will help you. One of the things that I've always done is told people that if you want to know about your money, have a weekly budget that you have for your flexible spending, and then each day have a text or an email come to you from the bank and you know how much money you have. And then that way you always know, because you've built everything in your budget, that you're never going to get in debt because you've got an emergency fund. You've been spending below your income levels and you have a gap. And then every day you just have to look and you say, well, I got until the end of the week. I've got this much cash left and I'm going to stay within that range. And I always tell people that, if you want to make it real simple, you could, I have people say, I want my points on my credit card. Fine, you can do that, whatever. But the whole point is that, you can always prepay your credit card if you wanted to. You could put $500 a week in on your credit card, whatever it is, and pay it. And now you have a credit balance and you can spend it down and always be doing that. You do a lot of different ways. But the long and short of it is that people who live on budgets view not being on a budget as painful because it will cause them problems. And so we always change our associations. One of the things that I know for people that stay in shape, and I happen to be one that I work out. And if I don't work out, even if I get the slightest thought, I got to do this, I immediately revert to, hey, I'm going to be, for me, as stupid as it sounds, it's going to affect my golf game. That's my number one thing. I want to be able to hit the ball long, and the way I do that is I stay in shape. All right. And so what I think about is the avoidance. I avoid the pain, and the pain would be not being in shape, not being able to play well. And so I have that as a motivator to keep me wanting to work out and stay healthy and stuff like that. I want to get a good night's sleep. So I have certain things I need to be doing if I want to get a good night's sleep. And so it's easy for me to cut things off if I know it's going to give me a better night's sleep. And so, because I know if I have a better night's sleep, I'm going to wake up the next day and feel better, have more productivity, and so on. And so all these things are changing your association. When it comes to your money, one of the things that you want to do is immediately avoid credit card debt. That doesn't mean that you can't do anything. It means that you get on a budget and you start buying things when you can afford it. All right. And you have automated your savings. So now what happens is when the money is automatically deducted out of your paycheck or on a draft, you start seeing the financial rewards, and you start seeing, especially people in the last couple of years. I have clients of mine, every time I get with them, they're like, wow, this is crazy, because, the markets are up and they've got their money sitting in there. Had they not had their money in there, they wouldn't have anything to be excited about. But because the markets are up, guess what? They are excited because they had money in there. And it all went back to changing the association. When you have people that, have 401ks and they don't even participate. All right. If you're out there right now and you don't have a 401k, if you have a 401k and you're not contributing and getting matching funds, think about that. It's a mindset thought. And so what we want to do is today change associations. Your financial future depends on what you believe is painful. Most people don't make financial decisions logically. I am the logic that I tell people when you meet with me, we're the logic. We'll walk you off the cliff when the market's down, when you should be thinking about buying. If you have extra cash rather than selling, we're going to do that. And so we try to change the mindset of financial struggle and financial independence is, what do you believe is painful? All right. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking that the pain is living paycheck to paycheck, you're going to probably start getting it going in the right direction. If you feel like pain is having an emergency fund, then you're probably going to want to avoid that and get your emergency fund. If your pain is you're up at night worried about, if I were to die or something like, or get disabled, I wouldn't be able to take care of myself or my family, then you're probably going to do something about it. But if you think about paying life insurance premiums as painful, then you're probably still not going to have them. And then you put yourself in a position. So if you think about paying credit card interest as payment, as painful, you will turn around and not do that anymore. And so it's all about changing your association. If you think at retirement you're going to run out of money in retirement, well, you're going to be more conservative. So you want to avoid running out of money. Everything goes back to, you know, do you want to have the save money as painful? Do you want to buy insurance as painful? Do you want to invest money as painful? Do you want to live on a budget? Painful. Do you want to delay purchases as painful? Well, spending today is going to give you short-term pleasure and long-term pain. And so we're always working through that mindset. I hope this kind of stuff comes together and hits some of you right now, because a lot of you are out there and you're saying to yourself, I'm sick and tired of being in the position I'm in. What do I need to do to change that? So here's what I would do. If you're listening right now, hopefully you're not driving and listening, get out a piece of paper. And on one side, write down the fundamentals. What are the fundamentals? Budget, emergency fund, proper insurance to protect my income, proper insurance to protect my assets. I'm going to manage debt. Okay, good debt, bad debt. These are the fundamentals of the defense. And I'm going to take those fundamentals and I'm going to write on one side, here's what it is. Is it painful to me to have a budget? And then you're going to write on the other side a case. You're going to be sitting in front of the courtroom and you're going to plead your case on why not having a budget is painful. And you're going to now eventually look at that. I remember, and I know people that are in great shape and they'll take one bite of a dessert and they do it. And then they don't want to have anything to do with it because they look at that dessert as something that's going to cause them to be out of shape, and they don't want to be out of shape. So even that, they take their one bite and then they don't do it anymore. And I know I've got, maybe you say, you got some crazy friends. No, I got people that, you know, most of the people I hang around with, associations are very important, are people that are trying to move forward. And if you're trying to move forward, you have to opposite everybody that's not. You have to be exactly opposite, all right? You can always learn. Here's how you learn. You learn from broke people. And how do you learn from them? Just watch what they do and do the exact opposite. You learn from financially successful people, and you follow what they do. And so this is what we talk about all the time. I'm always talking money. I'm always thinking about, you know, what is it we can do to make things happen? If you'd like help when it comes to your money, reach out to RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be happy to do a call, meet with you, and get you a plan in place. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we are talking mindset as it relates to, encouraging you to change the way you look at things. If your finances are not going the way you want them to go, one of the things you have to do is just kind of revert back to what is the cause and effect. And it's always people avoid things. It's funny, I had a group of real estate agents, and I always use real estate agents as an example when it comes to people that have irregular pay. And, you know, they'll make a home sale, and they'll make a lot of money. Then they may go several months and not do that, whatever it may be. And then sometimes I'll meet with them and I'll tell them, I said, look, you're self-employed. You're going to have to set your own, you know, retirement plans up and everything. What we need to do is set up a monthly automated draft to your from your checking account and put it into, say, a Roth IRA or whatever we're going to do. And we need to set up your insurance. And here's what we're talking about. It's going to be this much for insurance per month, this much for, you know, your investment account, you know, to get you in a good position. And we go through all that. And so then I've had people tell me, and it's not just realtors, but I use this as an example because they have more of an irregular income. And they say, yeah, but you don't understand. I don't get paid every month. You know, I have an irregular income. And so irregular income means that they are in essence saying, look, I can't set up a monthly, you know, account that would automatically draft, say, on the 15th of the month going into my investment. And if you're out there right now and you have that type of, you know, business to where, you know, maybe it's very transactional. You do business, you make money, but then you have to go find something else, that kind of thing. I always ask them one question. Have you worked it out with a mortgage company? Have you worked it out with your car payment that you pay it when you get paid, but you don't pay it for 2 months until you get paid? Have you worked it out with the electric company? Did they work out one of those programs that, oh, you have irregular income, you know, like when you sign up for, you know, electricity, and when you sign up, it says, do you have steady income or irregular income? Check here. Oh, check here. I have irregular income. In that case, we will only charge you when you get paid. I've never seen that happen. And so as a result, people, they self-defeat. The mindset is, oh, that would be very painful for me to have to pay every single month. Yet every single bill that you have, generally speaking, you're going to find that they want you to pay monthly. And so everything goes back to the way you see things. And so what I know is this. I have been one of these guys that, you know, I've never had a job. I've always had to provide my own benefits. It would scare me to think that I didn't have health insurance. I would be panicked. You know, I love paying the health insurance premium. I love to pay the term life premium. And you're like, are you nuts? Oh, I love paying the car insurance premium. I love to do that. And you're like, why? Why are you nuts? No, I'm not nuts. Here's what I know, that when I pay the term life premium, if anything happens to me, I'm going to leave behind an estate that is going to last for generations. I like that. All right. I would hate to think that I didn't have anything. All right. When I pay my car insurance premiums, I know that I've got $2.5 million, you know, or $500,000 underlying and $2 million umbrella policy, that if I happen to, which, can you imagine this, look at my phone and I'm distracted and I hit somebody and I hurt that person and they sue me, that I'm not going to lose all the work that I've done and all the savings that I've saved. So I like paying those premiums. I like the health insurance premiums. So therefore, if I were to go into the hospital and I've got health insurance and I walk in there and able to give them my card or somebody's able to do that, I like paying those premiums because I view not paying those premiums as painful because I look at what the outcome could be. What could the outcome be? All right. You know, I die or I become disabled or I have a wreck or whatever it may be. And anything, all those negatives would cause me to be in a bad position. So I like paying those premiums. That's a different mindset. Most people don't view it that way. I view it as, what would happen if I didn't pay the premiums? What would happen to me or my family or whatever it may be? So therefore, you want to be excited about being able to do things that are going to cause you to have long-term security. All right. So for instance, if you're out there right now and you've got a new kid coming along, or maybe you've got two little children. I know when I first got started, four kids. And the first thing I was excited about doing was I had a big insurance policy. I knew that if anything happened to me, my family would be taken care of. So I had a big term life policy. And then when my daughter was born, my first daughter, and ultimately the rest of my kids, the day she was born, I was excited. I put money into a college plan because I didn't want to be in it with one of those guys that say, oh, honey, you got to go get your student loans and stuff like that. And so I had a different mindset. So your mindset is, you got to decide whether you want to have a mindset of growth or you're going to have a mindset of stress. All right. And the stress mindset is no good, because what happens is, ultimately, everyone who doesn't plan for setbacks will have a setback. You're always going to have a setback. You're going to have something in between. You're going to be in between incomes. You're going to have something happen. Okay. You're going to get sick. You're going to have it. It's not if, it's when. You are going to have to replace your car one day. You're going to have to do this stuff. So being on a budget and you have car replacement built in, then let's do it. All right, we built it. I'm excited about setting aside that money. And I change what I consider to be painful. Painful is the negative outcome that comes as a result of not doing the things I need to do. So what we do with our money is a reflector of our habits, all right? And if you are broke, then the chances are you've got two issues. One is you haven't worked on your income and your income streams. So when I look at my business, I've always said, you know, what are the different ways that I can earn money? All right. I want to make sure that I've got multiple pivots. All right. I don't want to be dependent on anyone. I want to be able to do whatever I need to do. I need to have something in place that goes without me. I need to have investments. I need to get bulletproof. How do I get bulletproof? I have multiple income streams and I have investments. All right. And then what ends up happening is the stress goes away. I'm very much about doing things to avoid stress. You know, how long can you live right now if your income stopped? Your goal is to get to a point where you could say, forever, if my income stopped, what I'm doing today, if my income stopped, I could live forever. How do I do that? I have investments. How did I get there? I set aside money because I was worried that if anything happened to my income one day, that I would not be able to survive. So therefore, I'm going to set aside money. Now, how much do you set aside? Now, am I telling you, don't have fun? No, I'm telling you, have all kinds of fun. Just do it based on 75% of what you earn. All right. And then take 25% and save it until you get financial independent. And you have that number. And one of the things that we do for people is we always tell them, say, look, first thing we want to do is let's get your financial independence number. All things, you know, today, if you could have how much money per month, how much money per year would you need right now to say, you know what, I feel pretty good about life. If I could guarantee that with a little bit of inflation bump every year going forward, what is that number? It's called your financial independence number. Yeah, typically we tell people it's 16 to 20 times your desired income, less any streams of income that you would count, you know, if you have a pension or Social Security. That's what we do. That's called financial planning. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit roymatlockjr.com if you would like help on your money. We are an advisory firm and we help you implement plans.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
We are going into our final segment today. I would encourage you to do a couple of things. Visit our website, roymatlockjr.com. Also, if you would like to listen to previous shows, and get just overall understanding when it comes to your money to help you move forward, go to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour podcast. It's on every, you know, Spotify, Apple, all those different things that you can do. We have a lot of resources. If you want to know what your financial independence number is, I talked about that right before the break. Go to roymatlockjr.com. You can go right in there and calculate what that number is. It'll show you you put your income in and you put your what you've accumulated, what your goal is, and we'll give you a number. And I always like to, you know, that's to me the beginning, the goal, the plan, the schedule. You know, what's the goal? All things being equal right now, to where you're at, how much do you need right now? If you were getting this for the rest of your life, how much money would it be? 100 grand a year. Okay, 100 grand a year. Do you have any other income sources that'll continue coming in? Well, yeah, I'm going to have a pension. All right, what's that? Well, that's 20 grand a year. So we really need 80. So we take 80 and we multiply it out. Generally, you know, if you want to really be out there, multiply it by 20. If not, multiply it by 16. So your number at 20, for my easy math, 80 times 20, you need 1.6 million. So you got your 1.6 million. And then you got your pension coming in. So you've got your 80 coming off your 1.6 million and you got your money coming off of your pension, and now you got your 100 grand a year. And then we look and we say, well, let's assume an interest rate in the accumulation stage of 10%. So we come up with 10%. We say, where do we get it? We show you where to get it, something that's done it in the past. So we come up with that number and we say, well, let's inflate it. How often are we going to inflate? 3%. So let's take and look at that. Let's take how much you've got so far. You got 200 grand. So we're missing 1.4 million. And so we got 1.4 million we're missing. See, this is all part of the plan. It's a written plan. And few people have a written plan. They have no idea what they need to do. And so what happens is we take all these numbers. We say, okay, your 200 is going to be this. Let's have a 20-year goal. Well, what is your goal in 20 years? You want 100 grand in today's dollars. That's going to be, you know, close to 180, something like that, based on typical inflation. So we're going to say that. So now we take the 20 times the 180 minus the pension, and we come up, we say, well, we need about, you know, $3 million, whatever that number is. You got 200,000 right now. We're going to assume over the next 20 years that you're going to get 10% on the accumulation. We take the 200 and we run it out, and we come back and we say, all right, your financial independence number is it's $2,232 a month. If you get 10%, you in 20 years, you are financially free. How about that? That's the plan. That's the way we do it. And we can create that. Matter of fact, if you go to roymatlockjr.com, you can kind of play with it and see how it works. Because I always call it like the GPS, the goal, the plan, the schedule. The GPS would be you have a goal of 100 grand a year in today's dollars. Your plan is we're going to invest money in places that maybe can get 10%. That would be obviously stock market oriented. And or if you're going to do the rental property, you start looking at projecting out what you think you can get. And then the schedule is 20 years. And we're going to back it out. We're going to assume different interest rates. We're going to assume we're going to get X amount on the withdrawal rate. I always tell people that, you know, we back it down a little, maybe an 8% assumption on the back end, a 10% assumption on the growth. You may do better than that, but that's kind of where I plan things. And I look back historically and I say, well, I can document for the last 50 years in a growth type investment, 10% or more. I can look at a balanced fund over the last, you know, 50 years, and they can get 8% typically. There'll be times it's higher and lower, but over that period of time, we can do that. And so now we've got a pretty good assumption on the plan, and then we have our schedule, and then we automate the schedule. And what do I mean by automate? So some of the things that I believe that happens, actions always beats intention. People have great intentions and poor follow-through. Everybody wants to end up at a certain place. So if you're sitting out there right now and you're listening to what I'm talking about today and you say, you know what, I want to get the stress off of me. I want to know where I'm going to end up. Then you have to have a plan. It just doesn't happen. And let's go back to the GPS. You get in your car and start driving. You could drive around for the rest of your life and never get to your destination. If you don't have a goal of where you want to go, you don't just drive. You get, you know, one thing about the Uber, you tell it where you want to go and it tells you how long it's going to take to get you there. But what if you were to get in a taxi and you don't have the GPS and the taxi guy says, where you want to go? And you're going to say, I don't know, just drive. And you'd be like, nobody would do that. Hoping that you're going to show up at the destination you want to be at? No, you're not going to do that. It's no different with your career, with your money, with your retirement, with anything. So I put together, I show people action plans. You know, knowledge without action changes nothing. Motivations always fade, but systems work. So here's the system that I've always tried to implement for people. Number one, we got to learn, we got to understand, and then we got to implement. All right. So the first thing, if you were to meet with one of our advisors, we're going to start with getting you educated. And what I mean by educated, there's some basics. You know, we've got a defense. The defense is a budget, emergency fund, proper insurance, and having eliminate bad debt and knowing the difference between good debt and bad debt. There is good debt and there is bad debt. And so that would be the basis of that. Then when we go to the growth side, step number one is pay yourself first. Always have a draft or a payroll deduction going to long-term savings. That is a foundation. I can tell you right now, if you don't have something monthly being pulled out or weekly out of your paycheck, you're dead. If you wait to save money after everything is paid, you won't save any money. So what we do is we pay ourselves first. I always implement. I don't know what the number is, 17,000 families that had automatic drafts. You know, that was been my deal. I don't try to figure it out. I want to be just like Netflix. Just yank it out of your account every month. All right, we're going to take it out of your low interest checking account that came from your paycheck and put it into a growth type investment and take advantage of any kind of tax benefits we can. So when we go into the offense, we work on automation, pay yourself first, understanding compound interest, get a better rate of return, having time on your side by getting started now. Procrastination, number one mistake you'll ever make. Then go to making sure we have the proper tax treatments. You know, I had a client of mine yesterday. He told me, he said, man, my biggest expense is taxes. And I'm like, yeah. So that's when we put you in tax-deferred accounts, tax-free accounts, tax-deductible accounts, you know, capital gains rather than ordinary income accounts, you know, step-up accounts to where, you know, money that goes to your next generation gets stepped up and you are forgiven all the capital gains. We do all those kind of things to be able to move forward. So now we're getting, you know, better rate of return. We're getting time on our side. We're getting automation in place. Man, it's like the stress leaves. It's not painful anymore. You know what I'm doing? I'm automating everything. Consistency is the key. Like, for instance, if I meet with you and you were wanting to fund your Roth IRA, all right, I'm going to say, let's just say you're wanting to put in $6,000 a year into the Roth IRA, and we're 6 months in. Rather than me getting 6 months from you right then, I would tell you, look, let's put $3,000 down, and we will draft you $500 a month from now on. And we're now funding your $6,000 every year. Obviously, you can do more in a Roth or an IRA. It's simple $500 example. So I wouldn't get the $6,000 and then hope next year that the $6,000 goes in again. We would just automate it. And think about this. If we put that $500 in, short of you calling and saying, hey, stop the financial independence plan. Stop it. I don't want to do that anymore. You know what's going to happen next month? $500 is going to come out. And then you're going to meet with me or one of my guys a year from now, and we're going to say, how's life? Anything new happening? Let me show you how your accounts have done so far. You've been putting $500 in. How's your income? Your income's doing good. Let's take a look. Hey, you want to bump it $100? And you're like, sure, bump it $100. And then we put it at $600. And you're like, a year from now, how's life? Anything changed? Here's how the accounts have done. How's your income? Oh, it's doing good. I got a raise. You want to bump it to $700? Yeah, let's bump it to $700. That's my financial reviews. That's what I do. We take looks at things once we get a plan in place and we stay on track. Oh, the market's down. Do you have right now, do you have any cash sitting? We should get your money moving. We don't want to have a bunch of cash sitting in the bank because the bank borrows it from you at 3%, loans it to people at 21%. I would rather own the bank. How do I own the bank? I have piece of it by owning stock in big funds that own the best banks. This is the way we do it. It's progress over perfection. It's consistency. It's a decision, okay, to move forward. It's planning versus hoping. All right. It starts with one decision. And so I have on my website the $500 secret. If you're out there right now and you're moving along well, then you should call us and we'll give you a second opinion. We're financial advisors or fiduciary. We have access to everything when it comes to money. If we don't do it, we know someone. Reach out, call us at 615-843-2999. You can visit roymatlockjr.com. And if you would like to get started, you're new and you want to get started, check out the $500 secret. Thanks for listening. Listen to our podcast. We'll be back next week.